What's your purpose? Your why? Because at PNC Private Bank, we want to help you achieve it. We'll take care of the how, so just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, December 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Sure, everyone needs to borrow money sooner or later, but having too much debt can get in the way of reaching important financial goals, or even just making ends meet. And while we'd all like to get rid of our debt, starting the process of actually clearing it away is a lot harder.
Basically, when it comes to paying down debt, you want to come to this without judgment. How would you help your best friend deal with this? And that's going to help you just be able to deal with what is and not really focus on the emotions of it.
Starting today and all this week, we'll have a special series of shows for you all about how to get yourself out of debt. We'll be getting into credit counseling, debt consolidation, and plenty more. Today, we kick off with Stephanie Genkin. She's the founder of the investment advisory firm My Financial Planner. We'll ask her how to start getting your debt under control. That's after the break.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP. Always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Lots of people have debt, a mortgage, say, or a car loan, or credit cards. And if you've got a lot of debt, you know how overwhelming it can be, how making payments can eat into your budget and loom over every spending decision, and how interest can make it seem like your balance is never going down. So how can you begin the process of clearing out past debt and start a path to financial freedom? For more on that, I'm joined by Stephanie Genkin, founder of the investment advisory firm My Financial Planner. Hey, Stephanie, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's so good to be with you.
So, Stephanie, you know, it's one thing to say you're going to get yourself out of debt. It's another thing to actually do it. But for a lot of people, it could be a steep uphill climb. So how should people approach this process?
I think people should be generous as they approach this process. You know, there's a lot of shame, fear, guilt, humiliation around debt. And I think you have to give yourself some grace when you start. And so the most important thing I would say as you approach this is you really have to know your numbers. You know, a lot of people come to me with help getting out of debt, and then they really don't know how much debt they have, whether it's student loans or credit card debt. And I understand, you know, why you might want to avoid this. But now if you're going to get serious about it, we really need to know in each category what kind of debt there is. And more specifically, once you divide it up amongst the categories, then you want to know per loan or per credit card, what's the balance, what's the interest rate, and the monthly minimum payment. This is the start. Once you have it all on one page, then you can start coming up with a plan. Basically, when it comes to paying down debt, you want to come to this without judgment. You really want to come almost if it's happening to somebody else. How would you help your best friend deal with this? And that's going to help you just be able to deal with what is and not really focus on the emotions of it.
What changes do people need to make to their household finances if they're going to successfully climb out of debt?
There are lots of apps that you could use, and they could really help you. It's different for each person. But just as a guiding principle, I work with people on a 50-20-30 budget. And the way it goes is that 50% of your net monthly pay, that's the part that hits your bank account, that goes for the necessary expenses. It might be your rent, your mortgage, your transportation, groceries, things like that. And then 30%, I'm kind of jumping over it now, is discretionary spending. That's the fun stuff like your gym membership, Netflix, maybe a new sweater for a friend. And then the 20%, if you can't handle all of that, The really useful thing on the debt repayment and savings is 20% of that net pay goes to debt repayment and savings.
Which debt should people focus on paying back first?
Ooh, this is the million-dollar question. I would say that people should focus first on what can undermine their credit score, their credit in general. So that's usually credit card debt, the consumer debt. It often has a much higher interest rate than student loans, and it's going to be different for each card. So that's the part I would focus on first. And I would also focus first on monthly minimum payments, just to make sure that across all of your debt, you're meeting all the obligations. There are times where it makes sense to pay more than the monthly minimum. That would then I would start with probably the highest interest rate, but not always, because there's also a case to be made for tackling the smallest debt first. And that's a psychological approach that you want an early win to show this is possible. It's really motivating as opposed to taking a really big debt with a high interest rate. Sure, the spreadsheet might say that you do that, but actually it's a long slog, and motivation and endurance is going to be a key factor here.
But while people are paying off debt, in most cases, you know, they also have to save for everyday use, you know, something in case an emergency comes up. So how should someone manage saving versus paying down debt?
You know, I take a two-pronged approach. So a lot of people, when I'm working with them, think that they're just going to throw everything into debt, and it makes no sense to put some of it in savings because they want to work through the debt faster. And I respect that, except for the fact that when something comes up, then you have no money to turn to. I also think it's really habit building to be able to save something at the same time that you're paying down debt, if you're able to. So if you're able to do those monthly minimum payments and still put, let's say, something like $50 or more in a savings account, separate from your checking account, this is the way to start building that muscle so that when you do pay your debt down, you're not going to go back into it again. That's really the main thing.
So Stephanie, you know, as much as people try to pay off debt, it can be a struggle to a point where they might have to deal with a debt collector. How do you suggest that people handle that?
Yeah, I mean, that could be really uncomfortable. So the first thing I would say is that if you're contacted by a debt collector, the first and most important rule of thumb is not to say that it is your debt. Don't own it. Say, oh, I didn't realize I owe anything. Could you tell me more about it? Can you send me documentation so that I can review it? The problem with that is that once you say, oh, yeah, I missed medical payments 4 years ago, now you've admitted that it's yours, and that's problematic. So I would stay away from that. Then also, every state has a statute of limitations. If you are able to outrun it, eventually, you know, no one can sue you and it just drops off your credit report. I'm not saying that you should dodge this, but first you should make sure that you're not admitting to it. Have them send documentation. You'll look at it. And the other thing is, very often for debt collectors, they've bought the debt from the place that you accrued it from, if it is in fact yours. And so very often there could be negotiation so that if you, let's say, owed $5,000, well, they might just be desperate to try to collect on it. And so you might be able to actually pay a lower sum.
All right. That's Stephanie Genkin from My Financial Planner joining us. Stephanie, thank you very much for being with us.
So good to be with you.
Now, the prospect of tackling past debt can sometimes be too much to handle on your own. That's where a credit counselor may come in, someone who can help create a debt management plan.
A debt management plan is basically a plan where the consumer pays off their debt through the nonprofit credit counseling agency. The counseling agency disperses that money to your creditors. And by doing that, it frees the client up from making 9 different payments to creditors.
But how do you know which credit counselors are legit? That's tomorrow on Your Money Briefing, as our special series on how to get out of debt continues. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.